You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Now live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
You are listening to
Mississippi's number one sports talk show, The Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming worldwide live on the Out of Bounds radio app and on your radio
at ESPN 105.9. The Soul.
Good morning. Welcome in. We appreciate Bud Elliott stopping by and walking us through some college football. Florida State and Clemson suing the ACC, trying to get out. I think you should expect more chaos in college football. And why not, said Florida State and Clemson. They want to act like the SEC. And that's not how the ACC wants to roll. Plus, it's a boring conference. I mean, let's be honest. Who wants to watch Wake Forest, Duke, Boston College, UVA, Vitech, Pitt, Syracuse, and NC State play football? Exactly. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm your host, Bo Bounds, the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Hey.
It ain't bragging if you can back it up.
It's brought to you by Kessler Prime and the Renaissance. Visit KesslerPrime.com to make a reservation. Amazing steaks, Patron Extra Añejo, which is delicious, super premium boutique tequila, 100% blue agave. Oh, I think it was national like cocktail or craft cocktail day yesterday. We'll have to do some cocktails in studio this week.
Did you celebrate?
Done. You know, I went to the Briar Patch on Saturday. And I had a blast. It was a fun crew up there watching March Madness. And it's a beautiful bar in Livingston and restaurant. I had a burger. It was absolutely delicious. And I had a Tito's Bloody Mary, and it was delicious. It was fun, man. People were roaming in and out. They were taking all kinds of pictures around there. Sure. It was very nice.
The weather.
Weather was great.
It was
perfect.
It's perfect.
I had on
man.
A pullover.
Yeah.
Felt great. I didn't wear any pants, but you know.
Who needs pants?
I mean, it's Saturday.
Yeah.
It was, they call it French Quarter Saturday at the Briar Patch.
I like that. Yeah.
So I just thought, I mean, Brian and them don't care if I go. Just pull over.
No mm-hmm. pants. I mean, well, yeah, I'm with that. Actually, yeah. I applaud that. There's no sense of pants on a Saturday.
And evidently, they had a fun Friday night, they were telling me. At the Briar Patch in Livingston.
I imagine they have a few fun nights.
I think those people know how to have a good time. It's an eclectic, really, really fun group. But I got to work my way through the menu. You know, I've had the charcuterie board and I've had the burger. I think I've had a couple other things, but they've added some new wrinkles. So I got to check that out over the next few weeks. But yeah, I had a great time at the Briar Patch on Saturday. Yesterday, I went to Mudbugs. They were rocking. They said they got smoked on Saturday after the parade.
Oh, I bet.
It was their biggest Saturday at both Mudbugs Fannin, Old Fannin Road and Mudbugs West Government Street in Brandon. Biggest Saturday they've had this year at both locations.
That, St. Patty's Day, baby.
Did you go?
I did not.
That's probably good for you.
It is. It's very good that I did not. Yeah. I would agree. I like my health.
Yeah.
A little more than I used to.
People get after it down there. You know, I've retired.
Right.
But in the 90s, it was on.
Well, you know, when the Sweet Potato Queens were out there and everything was moving. I mean,
I love it.
I mean, you know, it's definitely a sight to see. You should see it at least once or twice, maybe. It's like going to the fair.
I probably did it 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a float.
Oh, yeah.
And that was easy. But I love that it's grown and become a big thing. And it's like you said, it's one of the biggest parades in the country.
It's a money grab now, baby. You rent you a porta potty and stick it out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. $10 a wristband. Making all that money off that porta potty right back. And probably,
that's a nice little side hustle.
Yeah, probably 5 or 6 times. Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
Because there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go.
You're going in public. You're going to head on out.
I guess people were urinating behind little shrubs.
Hey, man, you know, you just got to do what you got to do at the point.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Okay. I didn't think about that.
It's a great money grab.
Wow.
Yeah. Sell some beer out there. Watch what happens. No, don't do that. You can't do that legally without a license.
All right. Well,
let me advise them.
Yes, sir. Not
man, man, man. Some of those people definitely.
But how many guys you know have a stripper pole in their home?
I mean, some people rent rooms down there and just stay all weekend.
Oh, I mean, I burnt down a number of those hotels and won't do it again.
Yeah.
I can't do it again.
I think there's apartments to rent, cool apartments and flats now down there.
I mean, are you telling me the downtown's happening?
I think so.
Is it happening?
Yeah.
I think it's more happening than it was, you know.
No question.
I mean, it's actually there. You can go down there and do something.
Yes.
For the majority part of the time. But, yeah, I mean, it's happening. Okay, I like that. But they do. I mean, we've spent, I know a number of us who lived in Jackson for a long time who still, we're renting a room. But it's smart. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not driving out of here, and I'm not Ubering because
no,
we're walking everywhere we need to be anyways. Why Uber? And I need to walk. So
you do need to walk.
You know, it's just a thing. I should. I really should.
Jackson Meadows in the house. I'm your host, Bo Bounds. Show is brought to you by Kessler Prime and the Renaissance. Bud Elliott was fantastic at 7:30 on some college football. He believes that Lane Train and Ole Miss can have a big year with their transfers and Dart and Prescorn and Trey Harris, among others, back. Judkins did go to Ohio State. He said that's okay. He would have let him walk. And I think I could run the numbers either way on that because he was,
yeah,
especially in the second half, he could hurt some people's feelings.
When you saw that, rewind, I know it's a little rewind here, but when you saw that, like, what was your initial reaction? What was the gut reaction there? Bad move, good move?
When he went?
Well, yeah.
For him or for Ole Miss?
Both. Let's start with Ole Miss.
Well, no, it's not. You don't ever want to lose a talent. I don't care what any Ole Miss fan tells you.
I agree.
I mean, I have buddies who are like, no, we didn't want to. You have others that are like, it's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. He's a big-time talent. You know, if he was going to take less money to go to Ohio State, he just wanted out.
Right. Which, you know, there were.
So.
A lot of rumblings around that whole deal. The deal with him and Kiffin.
And he's going to I think a lot of Ole Miss fans believe that they could be in national championship contention. I think they're in college football. I know they're in college football playoff contention. I'm not sold that they can win it, but at Ohio State you can.
Right.
And I think that was the driving factor because, you know, he's going to split carries with another NFL back.
That's right.
Up there. But that's Ohio State. That happens at Alabama. And Ohio State in Georgia.
So does it help or hurt his draft stock? Obviously, the year needs to play out. But if he had a good year, I mean.
Oh, if he has a good year, he'll be fine. He'll go high.
Yeah, he'll go high.
Yeah. Way he's built. Right. I mean, if he stays injury free, the way he's built and what he can do both running and catching the football, he'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's because he is built like a tank. That's for sure. I wanted to get into one other thing here. So we've got Mo Williams coming up at 8:30. You know, Mo played at Murrah, Alabama, NBA, played with LeBron, had a successful NBA career. He's now with Jackson State, head basketball coach. His two sons are at JA. They won it all, the overall championship. His son, his oldest just finished his junior season. Going into his senior season, he's really good. He's got offers, Mississippi State, among others. And so...
NBA champion.
What year was that?
16.
Is that when LeBron led the comeback when they were down 3-1 to Golden State?
That's correct.
Wow. The way he played in that series is nothing. Yeah. It's one of the best performances in the history of the NBA championship series.
Also, an all-star in 09.
Yeah. Shout he out. Had a good career.
He did.
We used to do his charity foundation event at River Hills. And LeBron came in one year.
What? That's cool.
And that was neat.
I burnt River Hills down a couple times.
Have you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soccer Mom Central, baby.
Tennis Mom Central.
Tennis Mom.
Yeah. Tennis Mom Central. All right. Good morning. Welcome in. Out of bounds. Back in a second. Mo Williams, 8:30. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. I like it. I also love premium cigars from Havana Smoke Shop. Out at the reservoir across from Shaggy's, Havana Smoke Shop, I-55 North in Jackson. Premium cigars, Rocky Patels, Olivas. And let's go Drew Estate, Liga Privadas, and what else do we want to do? Oh, Fuentes, Havana Smoke Shop, two locations in the metro. Good morning. Welcome in. I was reading a crazy article this morning. A couple of them, actually. Larry David talking about not understanding why people would fill out a bracket. And he had never heard of half of these teams. On Rich Eisen's show. I thought that was kind of funny.
Was it right over his head type deal?
Yeah, he said, I don't understand it.
Is this a miss?
He said, who has time to watch all these games? I'm like, well, Larry, I do. I mean, I don't watch them all.
Right.
But I watched a lot of basketball over the weekend and thoroughly enjoyed it. He doesn't have to make me feel bad about it.
No. Even if you don't watch
just because he's a $100 millionaire.
It's his fault.
Right.
I mean... there's a lot to it. A sense of camaraderie. I mean, you get to compete without having to do anything physical, which is always a plus.
You get to gamble on it.
It's a gamble. He just missed the boat on there. I wonder if he approves of gambling. If he should, this is what it is.
Hey, did you see where Reese Davis had to apologize because of the snowflakes on Twitter? So on College Game Day on Saturday, he was tongue in cheek. He said, sports betting is risk-free investment. Oh my gosh, the pearl clutching was amazing. I mean, by the time I got to the Briar Patch, and I didn't check my phone for a minute, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm talking to these people that are there, and they're all having a good time, and I'm waiting on my burger, And I looked down, and I thought like Reese Davis had done something.
Right.
With ESPN.
Yeah, passed.
Right. And, man, it was epic pearl clutching on Twitter. That when the SEC started losing on Thursday and Friday.
Was it not? It was so tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, and you could tell he had to step off the air, step off the set, get on the phone with management.
Oh.
I'm sure somebody from legal, they crafted a response, a press release, and he released that. He did say, though, at the end of the press release that, it was tongue-in-cheek.
I mean, obviously.
Right.
I mean, you talk about going over people's heads. Hey, come on, man. First off, it's literally that's what you do is you risk something in a bet. He's not an idiot.
You risk something in a... buying a mutual fund.
So, mutual funds are now gambling.
I'm just saying there's risk.
No, I agree. I mean, my definition of gambling...
Maybe mitigated, but...
Right.
Depending on what you're doing.
Well, if you pay money to win more money, is that not a gamble?
Well, I guess we can frame it up however we want, but anyway, I thought it was funny.
I love it.
Okay? Because once I pulled it up on my phone... At the Briar Patch, I started laughing. And then later that day, they released the statement from ESPN. For our listeners, Reese Davis is the host of their Game Day college basketball show. And he said that sports betting was a risk-free investment, tongue in cheek. However, we want you to go to the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge. And if you would like, bet $50 there and you can play award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $30. That is a wicked good promotion. Bet 50, play 30, baby. Bet 50, play 30. Sweet 16 this weekend. Have fun up there. And we'll meet you up there at Dancing Rat at the clubhouse. And we'll order a Michelob Ultra and have some fun. They'll have the games on there, too, in the clubhouse of Dancing Rabbit. They renovated Dancing Rabbit Clubhouse, by the way. So bet 50, play 30. Now, another story that I saw over the weekend was, did you see where this dad was arrested after he called the police 18 or 19 times in under an hour to complain about his son's homework?
Nice.
Yeah. An Ohio dad was arrested after repeatedly calling his school and then the police to complain about his child's homework. He said, I'm a single dad of a boy and a girl, and I'm just trying to do the best I can, and that's all I can do.
A bold strategy.
Yeah. The school said it was disruptive. This is a K-5 school, so there is not an abnormal amount of homework. I mean, how much homework do you have in K-5?
It must have been Common Core math or something like that he just got real frustrated with.
I don't remember homework when my kids were five. I think you came home and, colored something and then... put your sticky hands on it.
Yeah.
After, eating a bunch of sweet tarts or something.
That was your signature.
And then you pat them on the butt and put them into school. Put them in the car. I never took my kids to school because of when I started doing morning sports talk radio, but I have picked them up and done other things. I do know that my son forgot his shoes several times.
Nice.
Yeah. And so Wendy would get to school and then he wouldn't have his shoes and then they'd have to figure it out from there. But who cares when you're four?
He may not have wanted to go to school that day, so right. He'll leave the shoes at the house.
Exactly.
Smart guy.
Or maybe he had them and then he lost them the kitchen to the car.
Yeah, lost them.
Right?
Yeah.
And
the kitchen to the car is a long way, man.
Well, when you're four, it is.
You got a lot going on.
You could stop and see the dog for a minute. Ooh. You could see a frog on the ground. Because any number of things could happen.
It's literally sounded like
to derail mom, your yeah. kind of, your shoes getting to the car.
Yeah, sounds a lot like my walks to the car every morning.
Yeah. We're just glad that you got here.
Me too.
And you have shoes on.
I do. I had to double check, but yeah, I do. Sometimes I don't.
And you got a Miami shirt.
Back with the city version, baby.
Miami, is that the Heat?
No, it's the Marlins.
Oh, the Marlins.
The city version of it. It's the baseball, B-E-I.
Okay.
B-O-L. So, Jeter and them guys are doing whatever they're doing down there. But, yeah, they brought it back. Brought some old school flavor back to it.
Jeter's part of a company that bought Sports Illustrated last week.
Is that – he? Dang.
Yeah.
Is that a good investment, bad investment?
Well, I think that they got it for pennies on the dollar.
Sure.
So they got to figure out what they want in the new media world. But there's some things that they can do, especially podcasting and video wise, to up their game. Is it ever going to be 1987 Sports Illustrated like when I was a kid and I devoured it when it was in my mailbox? No, which is fine.
How do you?
But
do
there it? There are things that you can do to reboot the brand.
Other than
the last company that had it did about as bad a job as you could do.
Right.
So this group, I mean, you know, Jeter's just a name and probably got a little bit of skin in it. Yeah. Not much. But yeah, so they bought Sports Illustrated.
So
we'll see what happens, man.
Other than the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated, when I say Sports Illustrated, what comes to mind? What are they synonymous with other than the magazine?
Well, the mag had
all the juice.
Amazing writers for decades. Yeah, okay, so sure. That's over, though.
Sure.
So what they've got to do is go heavy podcasting, heavy videos, and probably sports betting, too. We'll round up where we just went. You've got most every platform we do, right? We're into sports betting. Yep. Most every platform, if you're going to be into sports and entertainment. Now, they may also shift a little bit into more, even more entertainment.
Yeah.
But they can find people to do. They've still got a great name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their brand's that.
Okay.
It's that, yeah.
Sports Illustrated still even resonates with people your age.
Absolutely does.
They could do more with the swimsuit issue.
I do. Well, I don't know where you're
and
going
I'm not
with
kidding.
That, but I'm
not just
yes.
saying that because it's beautiful women in right. there. I'm just saying they could do more to monetize it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I was listening to a podcast over the weekend, just kind of how everything played out and maybe where they're going and what they'll do. It's a great opportunity for people like Noah's age because they're going to be looking for people to start podcasts, start video podcasts, audio podcasts, and everything else under the sun.
About the swimsuit edition. I was like, Noah.
I'd go heavy into Formula One. And then, of course, you got to be in the NFL because it's the big dude. It's the big dog. Mo Williams. We haven't had Mo on in forever. Mo Williams, fantastic hoops player, now at Jackson State. He'll join us. Talk a little March Madness and hoops and what all he's been doing. Mo Williams will join us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. We're live in the bank. Good morning. Welcome in. I'm coming off a weekend of binge watching March Madness. But that's kind of cool when it's your job, I think. Don't you double down?
I mean, I get paid to go gamble on these games. I mean watch these games.
Right.
I said. Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, how much better could it get?
It was an unbelievable weekend. All right, we do know that. Some epic, epic games in March Madness. And that's why we thought it would be a good time to bring on Mo Williams, head basketball coach at Jackson State, and played at Alabama and in the NBA for a long time. And you're listening to the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And Mo joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Mo Williams, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on. Are you in Jackson or are you on the road?
I am in Jackson. Recruiting, man. Recruiting.
Yeah. So tell me your model, you know, with are you going more high school? Are you going more portal? Or are you doing a combination of the two, Ma?
Well, obviously, a combination of two, more so portal. You know, obviously, you've been watching college basketball, man. Teams are getting older. You know, the young guys are it's hard for those guys to break in right away as a freshman. But on the flip side, it allows a Jackson State at our level to get a good high school player because a lot of those bigger schools are looking for older guys. So, for me, it's a little bit of both.
No, that makes sense. I don't know if you saw what Jay Wright said over the weekend after Calipari and Kentucky lost to Oakland, But he basically said, and I know he respects Cal, but he said you can't take a bunch of freshmen and play a bunch of 22 and 23-year-olds, and it worked this day and age, and that Cal was going to have to, well, like you just said, blend his roster with freshmen and portal guys. One, did you see Jay Wright say that? But two, do you agree with what Jay Wright said?
I did see what Jay Wright said, and I agree with him. And I think Cal agreed with him from listening to what Cal said. He needs to bring in some older guys. I think he just needs to sprinkle them in. He had too many freshmen. I think that's what he felt. But at the same time, I think, you know, you will get some freshmen that can have an impact. The freshman over at Colorado, the kid brother that plays for Oklahoma City, you know, he's one of those freshmen. But he's one of the only freshmen on that team that actually really plays. It's not, you know, three, four, five that you depend on. So I and one thing that stuck out to me was I saw a graphic with Oklahoma City average. Oklahoma City Thunder average age is 22 and a half, and North Carolina UNC is the same age.
Wow.
And their college team at 22 and a half. You know, so when you playing against teams like a UNC that have, you know, I think I want to say three fifth-year seniors in RJ, and RJ might be a fourth, fifth-year guy, but Babcock, you know, you're looking at Babcock, one of the best bigs in the country that's still in college, you know, and that's something that we got to get used to, and I think it's the new norm.
I agree with you. Yeah, no, RJ Davis has been there forever because I was at the Final Four in New Orleans 2 years ago, and he was my favorite player in the tournament. And he was a sophomore then. So, yeah, he's a senior or fifth year. We're visiting with Mo Williams, head basketball coach at Jackson State. Had a great career at Murrah, Alabama, and in the NBA. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. So I was reading another article, Mo, over the weekend as far on The Athletic, and it talked about how teams are trying to balance building their roster, like we're talking about, with young guys and older guys, and how at the end of the day, guards went in March, and they were walking you through. Jay Wright was quoted in there as far as talking about that. And the Illinois coach said, look, this is what we had to do. We had to shift from, he said, I love having a seven-footer, but I got to have positional size, and I have to have guards. You have to find a way to win in your conference, but you have to have guards to win in March. Is that what you saw over the weekend, Ma?
Well, absolutely. I mean, to win big games, you have to have guards. Because you got to understand, when you get to March Madness, it's almost like getting to the playoffs in the NBA, per se, where everybody knows your X and O's, meaning everybody knows what kind of sets you're trying to run. Everybody knows where you're trying to get the ball, and they'll take that away. And if you just really watch March Madness, the teams that win when they just have guards, that special guards that make plays, that just make plays outside of set when the play breaks down. It's very important to have really electric guards. Obviously, you can have big men, but they're, you know, you got the Purdue's, you got the NC States in the world that has dominant big men. But as you saw, you know, over the last two out of the last three years, what happened to Purdue when they just played smaller teams. And it only takes one game.
Right. That's right. You mentioned freshman impact. You don't have many guys like Josh Hubbard that come in ready to go, do you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I would say that I'm very proud of him. Been knowing the kid and his family for a long time. You know, you never know what kind of adjustment period or how somebody will adjust to the college game as a freshman. I was in his shoes. But to just see his maturation, just to see how he grew throughout the year coming off the bench at first, just being a kind of a spark off the bench, and then all of a sudden he just kind of just took the bull by the horn and just took it. He earned everything he got. It wasn't given to him. And that's one thing I can appreciate about him. But he's had a terrific season. I mean, he's made himself a lot of money, I'll tell you that, in the NIL world.
No question. No question about it. Hub had a great year. We're visiting with Mo Williams, Murrah, Alabama, NBA, now the head basketball coach at Jackson State. And two of his sons were on the Jackson Academy overall championship team this year. And one of them already has his junior. All right, your oldest just finished his junior year. Is that right, Mo?
Yes.
Okay. Had a phenomenal year. Won it all at JA and already has offers. So what will he do this summer as far as, you know, maybe playing on an AAU team? Yeah. Or how does that look?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll be on the Nike circuit, the EYBL circuit. So they're getting ramped up now. Both of them, actually, my younger son, both of them on the same. They're not on the same team. They're two different age groups, but the same program. Okay. Randy Livingston, that played at LSU back in the day, he runs the program out of New Orleans, so they're playing with him.
I remember Randy Livingston.
Yeah, wow. He coaches that team.
Okay. I remember him at LSU. Where did he play high school?
Yep. Huh? Well, he played high school in New Orleans. He's from New Orleans.
Okay. All right, I just remember him seeing him play Mississippi State and Ole Miss a lot. I think that was that during the Dale Brown or John Brady days. It all runs together for me.
That's Dale Brown.
Okay, Dale Brown days. Got it. So your oldest just finished his junior year, and they'll both play on teams. You had to be excited the way the season played out, and they made a hell of a run and won the championships, Mo.
Absolutely. Anytime you play for a team that hasn't won championships in a long time and you're able to come there your first year and have a huge impact like they did, I mean, as a father, just speaking from a father's standpoint, I couldn't be more prouder than my boys. I mean, they continue to work. They love the game. It's something that I, as a father, I didn't push on them because, you know, I'm an NBA, ex-NBA player, and I'm an athlete. But that's something I never pushed on my kids. So, you know, for them to take the love of the game like I do, getting up at 5 in the morning, you know, with me and going to work out before school every day, adopting some of my traits, I mean, I couldn't be more prouder as a father.
That's great. That's awesome. Mo Williams on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. So let's talk NBA for a minute. You were on some good teams. I know you get asked all the time what it was like to play for the Cavs. I remember when you were doing your foundation charity event at River Hills, and we had a blast being a part of that several years ago. But I would have to believe playing with LeBron was kind of like half circus and half awesome. What, now that you're older and you've been able to, you've been retired for a little while, you know, when you look back on it, you know, what's your takeaway during that time?
Well, for one, it was a circus to you guys. When you're in it, you know, you're kind of 10 toes down and you kind of don't, you know, see what's going on around you. And then when you kind of separate yourself from it, you see how, it was and how much of a impact he makes on any team. You know, just me leaving Milwaukee before I came to Cleveland, just for example, when I was in Milwaukee, we had one national televised game, and I get traded to Cleveland the following year. That one game turned into 42 national televised games.
Wow.
So that just lets you know that just the impact of just being on the team with him for one. And just watching him work every single day, just how he prepared. People always get it misunderstood. The best players just kind of wake up and roll out to bed and be who they are. I've seen it firsthand how he prepares. Just for example, we'll wake up, we'll have shoot around at 9:30, and I usually get up and get a workout in. You know, if we in the hotel or something, he's already down there working, and bus leave and we go to shoot around, we get there at 10, he's already there. You know, vice versa, we go to the game, usually 7 o'clock game, we're probably leaving by 4:30, he's not on the bus, he's already at the gym getting prepared for the game. So I've seen how he prepares every single day. I've seen how he takes care of his body, so there's no coincidence that he's still playing at a high level.
In other words, there were no shortcuts, right?
not one.
Wow. Wow. And to be what always, you know so much more about the game than I do, but, and we're visiting with Mo Williams, who played with LeBron among many other really, really good players in the NBA and at Alabama. What always impressed me was his ability to distribute the basketball. I mean, there's only so, I mean, I know Magic did it, started coming out of 1980 with the Lakers, and we had never really seen a 6 foot nine, but he was a true point, you know, coming out of Michigan State. LeBron could play all five positions on the court. How impressed were you with his ability to pass and distribute the basketball?
Well, it's more so than passing. It's his IQ, his reading the game. He can see a play before it happens, and he can read action. He can read all kind of things that's going on the court before it actually happens. So he knows where the pass is going to be. So it's a big thing in basketball about being on time and on target. So when you make a pass, it want to be on time and need to be on target. And that's one thing that he does better than anybody I've ever been around.
No doubt about it. A lot of people said he, and I always thought this was ridiculous because everybody, there's many, many different ways to lead, but, and everybody from here till, I guess, the end of time is going to be compared to MJ. But did you roll your eyes when you would hear people talk about how maybe he wasn't a leader? Because I thought it was nonsense. What did you see?
Yeah, that's nonsense. I played with the man 5 years. And not only have a voice also. Trust me, he let his frustration be known. He uplifted his teammates, but he also led by example. Showed up every single day, first one in practice, last one to leave. Always came from or started. You know, like I said, you know, he's no different from Jordan. So everybody has an opinion. But when you're in the fire with him, man, you see everything that he does. And trust me, You don't win everywhere you go if you're not a leader.
Absolutely. He's won rings at three different teams. I guess it was 2016, Mo, when y'all were down 3-1?
Yes. Down 3-1.
Okay, to me, I mean, I watched darn near every minute of that championship series, and Golden State was loaded. I think that is one of the all-time performances in the history of the league. Your thoughts?
No, it is. No, it's big because you got to remember that season alone, Golden State didn't lose two games in a row that entire year. The entire season, they did not lose two games in a row. Remember, they was fighting against the Chicago Bulls 72-10 record that year, and they was rolling. And to be down 3-1, you know, losing – three games in a row, meaning Golden State. And that says a lot about who we were and the belief we had in each other, the belief we had in our coach. And we just took it one game at a time. I remember going back, we was game five going back home. And the year before, I wasn't there. I came in, back in 2016. They won the championship on our floor, and they celebrated. And we end up playing them in the regular season on Christmas in Cleveland. And they gave us some bulletin board material where they was in the locker room after the game talking about it still smell like champagne, and they joking. So we took that to heart. So when we coming back for game five in the finals, all we were saying was they're not celebrating on our court. And we ended up pulling out game five. So we're going back to game six. And our whole thing on the flight going back to game six is saying we're coming back home to play game seven. We went to Golden State in five and we came back in game six. I'm sorry, we played at home game six and gotcha. We said they're not celebrating on our court. Heading back out to game seven, the whole thing we were saying was how we're going to celebrate in the parade. That's why when you go to the parade, you see a lot of guys shirt off, a lot of guys just doing a lot of crazy stuff because those are the things that we was throwing out into the universe, throwing out into to the world, just giving ourselves a lot of motivation, a lot of confidence. And that game, game seven, the game Kyrie and Bron had, both of them having over 40 points, I mean, that game alone, it was ridiculous. And to leave that game and get on a flight thinking we're heading back to Cleveland, and this is a story I got to tell. We get on a flight, and we in the air maybe an hour and a half, maybe. And next thing you know, the plane was going down. And it's a four-hour, five-hour flight back to Cleveland from Golden State. And we was in Vegas. And we celebrated. I mean, with the owners, everybody. We jump on the flight. We land back in Cleveland about 8 in the morning. It's 50,000 people at the airport when we land. 50,000. Mm-hmm. The next day, the parade, we had 1.5 million people downtown Cleveland. It was unbelievable.
I forgot about that, Mo. Mo Williams, NBA champion on the Out of Bounds show with the Cavs. So y'all didn't know, like maybe the owner or somebody, I don't know, an executive?
Yeah, we was on the plane. We celebrating. We got champagne. We got cigars on the plane. And you know, we getting ready for this long flight back home. And next thing you know, we was going down about an hour and 45 minutes. And we landed in Vegas. And they had a big old thing for us at the club. I mean, the whole team, the whole staff, coaching staff, the owners, everybody. We partied for about 4 or 5 hours and jumped back on the flight and flew back to Cleveland. Kept the party going. I don't think we slept in probably about 3 days.
So, do you remember what club you went to in Vegas?
I don't remember the name of it. Don't let me lie to you.
No, you can text me later when you think of it.
Yeah.
Because I want to, I have to know. And then you get to Cleveland and there's 50,000 people at the airport
there's
and eventually
50,000 people at the airport when we land. Unreal.
I can't imagine. I don't even know how y'all got to your cars or whatever. And then 1.5 million at the parade.
There was people on top of streetlights. Like, I don't even know how they got up there. I mean, if you can get back, if you can just pull footage up or pictures up of that parade, it will be unbelievable. Because you obviously, you know, it was 52 years before it was a championship won in Ohio. So, It was huge.
Golly. And so 1.5 million. Who was it? JR? What was his name?
JR Smith.
Yeah, he didn't wear a shirt for like 5 days, did he?
Exactly. And that goes back to what we were saying. JR was the one that back, man, I'm telling you, I'm not wearing a shirt for a whole week. I ain't wearing a shirt for a whole. So people was just putting things out there, how we're going to celebrate. We was just putting that vision out there and just putting that confidence out there, knowing that we got to go out there and win a tough game on their floor, game seven, knowing we done beat them twice. They haven't lost twice all year. Now you're talking about a third time on their floor, beating them 2 out of 3 times on their floor. Just imagine that. That team that year, beating them 2 out of 3 times, that was something that was remarkable. You're talking about a game seven where I don't know if you've ever been in a situation in your life where you feel like it's 17 knots in your heart the entire 48 minutes. Every second, you know, you just in the game. I mean, it's just you feel like you can't take a deep breath. It's just one of those games, one of those moments, and when that clock turns 0-0-0, it's just a jubilation that you have that you cannot explain. It's an excitement that you cannot explain. It's something that'll stick with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're right. It was a remarkable down 3-1, and to beat that team in its prime 3 times in a row, 2 out of 3 on their court. Good grief. That was amazing. Yeah. Mo Williams, we're going to have to do this more. Mo Williams on the Out of Bounds show, head basketball coach for the Jackson State Tigers. And we appreciate his time today. Hey, Mo, thanks so much. It was good to catch up. We'll have to do it again soon. And congratulations on your son's success, too.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Anytime, Bo.
Take care. Mo Williams on the Out of Bounds show. NBA champion. Played at Murrah, Alabama, and for the Cavs and other teams in the NBA. He was on that team and played. That was down 3-1 to the Warriors in their prime. You know, the trio.
Prime.
I mean, down 3-1, and they have to win 2 of 3 at Golden State. And they do it. And what he just said, Kyrie and LeBron both dropped 40 in one game. Over 40, I guess, in one game. Against that team. You know, Draymond, Clay, and Steph, among others.
Oh, Iggy?
Yeah, phenomenal player.
Still playing real good ball at that point.
That was fun. Mo Williams. And if you missed it, you can go to Spotify or Apple Podcast and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. Or you can go to YouTube and search Out of Bounds Sports. Appreciate you hanging out with us today. We've got another hour here. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. It is always driven by your next John Deere tractor from any Ag Up Equipment dealership in Mississippi, including Canton and Pearl, agup.com. John Deere, America's tractor for your farm, your hunting camp, or your family land, all at Ag Up Equipment. Hour number 3 coming up.